All right, just to recap what we did last week, some of these sedes are going to play itself out for this week. In Sif Hei, we discussed that Ribbis Deraiso is Yetzi B'Dayonim, Bezin is Koifa. We brought down a Shaila from the Sman Ataz, Ksais Nasivis. If you need a Tfiya for a Chiv of Akzaris Ribbis, is it a Chiv Me'atzmai or only once the Loivis to there the Mava to get the Ribbis back, that's when the Mava has a Chiv to return the Ribbis. That's when the Mitzvah starts. Ksai says you need a Tfiya for the Etzim Chiv, and we said that the Nasivis says it just Kozman, you don't have the Tfiya, we assume that there's a Mechila. And Sifva, we discussed that once a person dies, and once the Malva dies, his kids do not have a chiv to give it back. The whole mitzvah is only Ramya on the Malva himself, wasn't Ramya on the Yorshim of the Malva. Unless it was a Dovah Mesuyim, which was an Indian of Kibodav, whether it's really not a real Kibodav, but an Indian of Zelusa, that if they don't return it, people are going to be talking Lazos Fasayim, to look what the father did, he left over Yerusha, something that he got in Beribis, that's what he left over for inheritance. So it's a Zelusa, so that's why the kids have to return it. It's important to note that that halacha is not only said by Ribbis Ktsutz, which is normally Yaitz B'Dayanim, but even by Avak Ribbis, which is not Yaitz B'Dayanim, which is only a Chiv, which we discussed before, Latzitz Yidei Shemayim, if a person leaves over B'Yerusha, a Dovah Mesuyim, something which is Nikol Rabim, that this was what his father got, Duch Avak Ribbis, there is also a Inyan of Kibirav, or not to have a Zilusadav, to return it, which is interesting. The father himself didn't have a mamish achiv, was only a achiv latiz eshmaim, but the kids, out this zilusa, the kids should be returned as well. And that's a ritva. Tonight we're up to Siv Zayin, and I hope to cover a few sifim between tonight and next week. Hopefully we'll finish the siman. Let's start. All right. Zayin, in Bolas is tshuva. If the malva himself is coming to do tshuva, me'atzmai, by himself, voluntarily he decided lahachzeh haribis, to return the ribis, then it depends. Imu dava mesuyim, if it's a dava mesuyim that he's coming to return to the loiva, he got a chayfitz, which is mesuyim, from the loiva, and he wants to give that very same chayfitz back, mekabel mimenu, we accept it from him. The loiva has a right to be mekabel, and that, faket, that's how the malva is going to be mekayim its mitzvah. His tshuva is going to be, that's his assay, to return the rivers. However, vim einu dava mesuyim, if it's not a dava mesuyim, then again it depends. Imroid isko mechiyase biribis, if most of his dealings, most of his profit, most of his profession, his business income was through ribis, then ein mekablu mimenoi, why? Kedei leftech lo derech tshuva. If you're going to go ahead and be mekablu from this person the ribis that he has to return, what's going to end up happening, he's going to have to give up half his fortune, half the wealth that he amassed, because it came through ribis, he's going to have to give that up. And that's a major nesoyin for someone who's not holding by it, who's holding, coming to do tshuva now. All of a sudden, he's hit, now he has to give up the majority, roiv of his assets. That's going to be too much for him to do. He won't be able to withstand the nesoyin, and therefore we're afraid, like the Gemara mentions in Bava Kamma, we're afraid that he won't do tshuva, he'll change his mind. So kedei to be poischin delos, for him to do tshuva, we instruct the loiva not to take it from him. Do not take the ribbis that he has.
Take even though it's all his portion.
Sorry?
Adava Mesuyim, right,
correct. That's no chila, correct. V'chola makabu memenu, and anyone who takes from him, in such, k'ay gavna, ein ruach hachomam neichemenu. The ruach hachomam is not neichemenu. Rashi says he doesn't have a ruach hachomam bekirboy. A different Rashi, a different Rashi says the hachomam aren't pleased with his actions. That's so kum to aichitza chazor, what does the makabu say? You need three tanoim. One tanoi is that he has to come me'atzmoi, he has to voluntarily come to do tshuva, to return the ribis. Two, it has to be roiv iskoy umechi. Two, it has to be a eno dava mesuyim. If it's a dava mesuyim, we will accept it. So it's only if it's eno dava mesuyim. And three, it has to be roiv iskoy mechiyosoy. If this is his profession, then b'chai gavno, we have this inyan of eno kachom neichem and not to accept the ribis that he's preparing to return.
So the same as the
same. Oh, wait one second. Whoa, that's major makhlekes. Okay, so let's take one at a time. What does it mean in Bolas is true the me'ansoy? Lafuke, what? What is it coming? What's the other side? Oh, So if you look in the Rishonim over there, the Rishonim say it's done Ayidei Bezdin. Now what does that mean? The Ramah in the Shita says that if you were to vay him Ladin, and then he returned the money, then you have a right to accept it. He wasn't coming Mayatzmai. You see, you had to get Bezdin involved. But Ben Yonason's Lashon over there is a bit more. His Lashon is that if there was an Einish, the Isui Bezdin, if Bezdin came, you know, stepped in to force him to pay back, then you have a right to take it. Now, what would be if you just sent him Hazmona, let's say, and Bezdin didn't even hear the case, it didn't paskin, like Rabbeinu Yonason, that would be still considered Mayatzmai. Like the Ramah, it's depending how you teach his words. He says, Ad Tavalei Bedina, what does that mean? Just stam, you sent him a Tviya, or you have to actually show up in Bezdin and have a hearing, and Mamish make the Tviya, lodge the Tviya. I'm not convinced, but at least Rabbeinu Yonason says clearly it has to be an Einish VC Bezdin, Kilo, like Kozman, there was no Psak, he wasn't forced to do it. He wasn't urged to do it, Ayidei Bezdin, so that's considered voluntarily. So if you go ahead and you'll be tevei him, you know, give me back my ribbis, and he says, sure, no problem, and he pulls it out, at that point in time, you should say, no, I'm not taking it if he fulfills the other tanaim, that is, if it's a Eino Dovah Mesuyim, and if it's a right Isko Mechiyosai Beribis. Sorry? So how does this work? So it's a shayla in the poiskim, how does this work? What exactly did Chazal do? I mean, the guy has a mitzvah chechichimach, so how do we get rid of that? So some say that it was hafkah. Chazal went ahead and it was mafkir the choiv that the malva has back to the loiva. Chiv akzars ribis. Chazal did away with the choiv. They were like hefka bez and hefka kagav, and they were oika this whole chiv. That's what some say. The other mafreshim, and we go like.
Wouldn't be any
ruach hacham nerdin,
and you're
gazling
back.
Right. Okay. Good. I'm asking to the Shoyin Zamash like that. Even some, the poskim say even more. It's only a midas chasidis. It's an inyan azar. We're going to see that pashas. It's like the second shot, and that is that Chazal would just force you to execute a mechila. That means he has the responsibility to come and approach you and give you back the money and offer you to give you back the ribbis. At that point in time, Chazal will mechayiv you to go ahead and be moicham and say, no, medafnish, I don't need your money back, I'm not interested in your money back, because in Taitu Tshuva without it, everything is fine. So sort of they were mesakin that the loiva should say, I am moichu you. Now, if the loiva doesn't, okay, and ruach hakam anoicha emenu, but he has a right to get it, won't be gzela. But he has, lechatchilu, Chazal want him to go ahead and say, I am moichu you, and you need not give it back. Now, if you look in the shach, let's go out of order, but if you look in the shach of Sivkot Yid Gimel, he says, Ein mekavlem enu kosari yavoshim mekomokam him chayovim lagzir lotzes hidei shemayim. If you look in the Ravosh, what does that mean? That means that it doesn't work automatically. It doesn't work that if the guy goes to the Rav and says, what should I do? I want to do tshuva. The Rav says, gevaldik, you don't have to return it. Just do tshuva and you're fine. Salak lonu, you're just fine. Because Chazal said in Ruach HaKam Nechamena, so you don't have, he's not going to take it from you. No, it's not true. He has to actually go ahead and go through the process of approaching the loiva and try and attempt to give him the money. That's what it means. Chayv laksa, let's see if they try. If you really want to be yitzad as din, you still have to attempt to return the money. At that point in time, the loiva has a chiyuv of the Chazal said that the loiva should be meichlam and not accept it, kedei to be paiskundelis, that he should be able to do tshuva. That now, but that's the Rivash's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says this loshen that he is a chayov and lotzis yidei shemayim, but ein mekavlam mimenu. So Rivash learned it to mean that he has an obligation to at least attempt and approach the loiva to offer him back the ribbis. And then the shach for yizoyis ein mekoyish mishra raised him in shin samak vav. Over there, the two has a different pshat in the Gemara, and it seems that the shach holds that the two, even though it's two different pshat in the Gemara, but both are lahalacha. The Torah says that it's after the person's mechila. That means he came ahead and he approached you and he said, okay, I want to give you back the ribbis. And you go along and you say, no, I don't want to take it, Chazal instructed me, I'm not allowed to take that from you, gezintai, do tshuva without it, everything is fine. If he still has a chiv lotzis yedei shemayim, if he's holding by it, it's not bidini odom, he was yaitz already, whatever he had to, but lotzis yedei shemayim, he has a chiv to say, afo pikein, even though you refuse to accept the money from me back, but afo pikein, I want to give it to you. Ke'ein, the medam, the paiskim medam, to let's say shmita. There's an Indian that if you have a halva and shmita comes, it's meshamit, there's no longer a chiv to pay you back. So the loiva goes ahead and offers to pay you back. And you say, no, I don't want to take it. And then loiva could say, afalpikin, even though I know that the Shemitah and you're not supposed to be taking the money from me, afalpikin, I want to give it to you, b'tayris matana, b'tayris lefnimishur sadin, I want to give it to you. You gave it to me, the money, I want to give it back. So to here, the malvu will go back to loiva and say, I want to return the ribbons to you. The loiva says, no, I don't want to take it. And the malvu will say, afalpikin, even though you're not supposed to take it from me, afalpikin, I want to give it to you anyway. Lots of zidei shemayim, because I'm holding by doing a tshuva, and I don't feel good, because when I'm holding on to your ribbis, I'm being nene from ribbis, it's not a geshmaka feeling, please do me a tayva, take it back from me, then that's fine. And that's the halachelek. So it's like two different types of lots of zidei shemayim. But he still has to go through the process, and afal pikin, if he wants to, afal pikin, give it to you, then avada yalad, accept it. The whole point of any...
It doesn't sound to me like that. It sounds like they're arguing with each other, because according to the Rivash, he's learning Ein Ruach HaFlam Nerkam, and it means that you can't take it, period.
You can't take it when he's approaching you. That's the first process. But when you tell him, I am not taking from you, and then he says, Afal Pikin, even though you're not taking from me.
Why
does
the Rivash have to say his
pshat? No, I'm asking that to do two different pshatim in the Gemara. But the Shach seems that we pass them like both. The Shach brings on the Ravosh here, and all the Poiskim, including the Torah, Makab over there, and Shinza Makvah brings that down. So it seems that both Allah Halak, and that's Pasha's why the Shach's Messiah, ayin over there. Initially, don't take it. Ayin Makalaman, don't take it. Now, if he wants to give it to you, Abba Pekin, because what was the Takona? The Takona was that if he's going to have to return it to you, he's not going to be ayin with an Isayin. So what we accomplish is, I'm telling you, you don't have to return it to me. I'm Baruch Hu. Now, if he's already holding by the next dagger, his tshuva is a tshuva shleimit, he's already holding gazay vayit, that he could be oymid ben Yisrael, and he wants to tell you, Afal Pikin, I want to give it back to you, kalakavot, let him do that. But if he's not holding by that, he was also yaitza. So you weren't nilas delas b'fnei ha-mishiv, those who want to do tshuva. You were yaitza, he was yaitza, everyone was fine. Mamela, he was makayim his tshuva. But if he wants to go to the next step... The lashon they use, each one uses a different type of lashon. Lotzis yidei shemayim, b'toris maton. It's different lashonis that they use. Nemiri says if he's maftir boy, sounds like he has to insist. Not just afal pikin. It's not just going through the motions. It sounds like he insists that he wants you. He very much would like you to take it. The Yamshu Shleima argues rather with that Torah. He says the Mashmai says, no, you don't have this, but he says, Avad, if he begs you to take it, then Avad, you should take it from him and do him a toiva. But so it's a difference in the Paiskam, nuances how vite this goes. But at least right Paiskam, the way they say it, it's like a simple process like Shemitah. I tell you, no, I'm not taking it. If you're holding by doing Lazarus Shemayim, you say, Afal Pikin, I want to give it to you. But again, one second, this is only if we're talking about these three Tanoim. It means he's coming, Me'atzmai. It's a Dovish Einu Mesuyim, and it's Reiv Iskai Mechiasi.
You're talking about Reiv Iskai Mechiasi. Based in Kaifin Oiso, he's basically a Yanin. The guy had half of his business, or most of his business was Reiv Iskai. You still, Kaifin Oiso, he comes to Reiv Iskai, you take money, and he's out in the poorhouse.
Correct.
Okay? Now let's turn the things around. Maybe the guy that he took the money, how about the Loive, most of his money was taken by Reiv Iskai?
What, with one Loive?
Maybe it was one
lawyer. I don't know that. Pachet, Reiv Iskai Mechiasi means he does this for, over a lifetime, the last 30 years. This one's in furniture, and this one is in mortgages, So he's Reiv Iskai, he was in mortgages his whole life. All of a sudden, he's going to be hit with a bill. He came to a share, and he found out that's a problem with Reiv Iskai. Boom, all of a sudden, he sings stars.
But then he has to give it back. That's his tshuva. You can't say, you only do tshuva half the way.
No. His attempt to do tshuva, at that point, there is a halacha that a loiva has a right to be meichel the malva. We know that. I mean, it's maklek zishayna. But we paskin that a loiva could be meichel malva.
A loiva is in a worse situation than the malva.
Okay, one second. There is one exception, but let's just say, at least give it a structure. From here, the Rama, I should say, there is a maklek zishayna whether mechila works, and the Rama proves from this halacha that mechila works. Means you see clearly that he understood this halacha is through mechila. They asked the loiva to be meichel the malva. So if the loiva is meichel the malva, that he was yetzer tshuva. If the malva wants to return ribbons and the loiva says, I'm meichel you, it's kilus kabalti, whatever the lashonis he uses, that's it. The guy was mekayim tshuva too. He was mekayim v'chei chimach as well. Mechila works, kilus kabalti, it's not a problem. So we're not worried about his tshuva. Now you want to know what happens if the loiva is desperate. So grad over there, you should know, there is a Mishnah Melech who tushtels, because Mefarshim was saying, Gabi Gzela. This halacha, by the way, Saifa Gazlam and Saifa Malva Beribit. The Merv brings it down for both. both of them. If it's Reiv Mechiasai, there's an Indian for the Loiva and by Gazan, it's an Indian for the Nigzal not to accept back the money, because otherwise, again, the same problem, the Gazan won't do tshuva. And over there it says, however, if the Nigzal is a Baal Chayiv, the Einloi, he doesn't have money enough to pay his Baal Chayiv, and the Mishnah Baal Tzu shows the Teribis as well, yes, then the Nigzal should take back the money. Or in this case, the loiva should take back the money. Because on Yedem's Cheshvan, he has a Baal Chayiv that is outstanding, he has to pay back. For his mitzvah's priest Baal Chayiv, yes, he shouldn't now be a tzaddik in Ruach HaKam and not accept it. If it's coming to him, if Al Pidin, the Rubis is coming to him, then he should take it back in order to pay up his Baal Chayiv. So yes, you see, and that's the shtick of Araya again, that you see, it sounds like a stama hafka on the din. They weren't just mafki the whole din. The din is kaim, Avadi still has a chiv, achzaris ribis, just the loiva has a chiv, Chazal gave the loiva, instructed the loiva to be meichel the malva. But in a situation where it's not to the benefit of loiva, he doesn't have really the leeway, the flexibility to be meichel, because he himself is a baal chayiv to someone else, he has no right to be meichel, so in an economy, then he should take the money and pay back his baal chayiv. And while...
practically speaking, I'm missing something here, because I don't know. Ruvain did all of his business. I'm one of his customers, whatever. He charged me ribbis, whatever it is. Now he's calling me up. I have to find out who's your rabbi and call up his place him. And how is anybody supposed to know about this?
How to know if he is Reuven Chassay or not? You can find out. You can ask around if he's.
I'm supposed to ask when he calls me up and says, "I want to send you back a refund today." I charge you.
Well, if he's in mortgages, you know, and you know that's what he's been doing, and it's not a Dover Mesuyim, and he's calling you up my answer, yeah, then you know. But if you're not in mortgages, if he's in a different profession, then you know that's not Reiv Mechiasai. But in a Chanam, if you know that this is Reiv Mechiasai, you should do it. Oh, Dover Mesuyim. So there's an Indian a Dover Mesuyim. Chazal didn't want you. To prevent taking a davar mesuyim, because a davar mesuyim again is a zilusa, just like we have Lamasha, like we discussed last week about the bonim, it's a zilusa. So for him too, it's a zilusa for him. His matzav, he's trying to do tshuva, and with that, while he's doing tshuva, he's holding on to your part of vitalis, whatever it is, a davar nikla raven that was he only amassed that wealth the ribbis. It's not a good thing. Either it's a zelusa for him, or that's not going to be a proper tshuva shleima. You know, it's like a tovu b'sheretz b'yoda. It's not a gushmaka feeling to be in. Here, I have everything. My house was done b'ribis, and that's what. So that's why, if it's a dovah muslim, I've had to take it back. But if it's a dovah shenu muslim, then it's not a problem. Then you don't have that zelusa, so then we say, instruct you not to take it. Now, let me just say a few more points, and then I'll take questions, because there are a lot of issues. I want to drive home a point that you see from here, Avada, that the Malva has still a chiv to give it back, and he has to go through the process. And Jaloiv is desperate. He actually is supposed to accept the money because he has to pay up his creditors. The Magid Mishnah says, again by Gzela, and the Mishnah Melech applies it here, is what happens if the Loiv is not holding by listening to Chazal? He's not holding by being Moichel the Malva. It's a lot of money involved. He wouldn't mind having that money back. And in fact, he even goes to Bezdin and he's asked Bezdin to be moitzit from the Malva. The Magid Mishnah says, nearly, that if he asks Bezdin to be moitzit from the Malva, Avada Bezdin is Neskokin Loy, Bezdin's going to listen to him, even though it's against Ruach HaChomim, but Bezdin has a chiv, because that's the process. He has a chiv, he has his due process. He has a right to get back his ribbis. You see, it wasn't Avka. He still has a right to get back his ribbis, even though Ein Ruach HaKam Neichem. And it's kilo like Bezin will get involved and aid and abet him in doing something which is Ein Ruach HaKam Neichem. Some place can say a lashon is Amidus Chasidus. That will explain why Bezin will taka help him to do it. Now, the Yamshu Shlomi asks on this Rav HaMagid that he doesn't understand what is he trying to say. He's trying to say that if he asks Bezin to get involved, Bezdin will be mitzvah from him, and he's allowed to be mekabel, even though Ruach HaKamim commanded. What's the problem? The whole halacha that you're not supposed to be mekabel if his bal lasts his tshuva me'atzmai. But like we said before, if Bezdin is mitzvah, if I'm tazeim to a din Torah, avada, then there's no inyan I'm not to accept, because he's not holding by doing tshuva. The only reason why he's giving it back is because Bezdin's forcing him. So where's the gemara? This whole Magid Mishnah, Vivayin, I'm getting Bezin Havav, L'chadchila, I have a right to be Makabla Memeno. How's the Chayek that no, even though Ein Ruach HaKam Neichem, still Bezin will help me. Where's this middle Gena? And I would like to suggest is that you have to understand Stamada, what does this mean? What's going on here? Like that in Bola Asa Chufa Miatsa, so very simple. All I have to do is immediately, right when I know this halacha, so I'll go all to my Malvis and immediately be today them Ladin, and therefore I'll circumvent this whole problem. The Prisha, actually it's a Drisha, who's Medaik from the Tor, that Bezin, it's not Stam, you know, who came first, who was Tavea first. Bezin has to give the Malva ample time to get him to do tshuva. Give him a chance. Let's see if it's going to be a tshuva matzah. We're going to hit him with a hammer. Let's wait a little bit. I can't tell you what the time is. But let's say we're supposed to wait 6 months. Drisha doesn't say what the time frame is. So what the process is, the loiva comes right away, and it calls the bezin and says, Safta Daniel, look, I want to start a din Torah. I want to take him to a din Torah because I have a chiv of ribbis that he took from me. I want to get it back because he has a chiv to be made of ribbis. And if bezin knows, mizvada le bezin, it's a loiva, mizvada le bezin, that was roiv mechiasai, bezin says, look, I'm not going to send out the hazmana. Let's wait. Let's say, give him a chance. Let's see if he's going to be Bel Lasso Chuva Meatzmai. If it's not Roiv Mechiasai, Bezim will get involved. Or if it's a Dovah Mesuyim, Bezim will get involved. But if a Dovah Shainu Mesuyim and it's Roiv Mechiasai, we're not going to step in. Let's give him a chance. Let's see if he does Chuva. So if that's the case, what happens if the Loiva at that point in time, when the Tzafet Adayna tells the Loiva, let's give him a chance, the Loiva says, okay, I have no gedut for this. I'm not interested in Ruach HaKam, Yen Noikam, and Nan Noikam, and I don't care. I need the money. Get him. Oh, if he instructs Bezin that he doesn't want to follow this Midas Chazidus, this Inyan, that Chazal would like him to do, then Bezin will take get involved, even though it's in Ruach HaKam Neichemenu, but Bezin will get involved and hit the guy over the head and be Koyfen Neisai to get him to pay back the ribbis. So I don't, you know, I'm just saying that, like the Drisha, the Yam Shalom Kach really doesn't pass because it's a very simple case. The case is that the Loiva would like, he knows, Bezin told him, let's give him a chance and not do it, let's, because there's an Inyan of Ein Ruach HaKam Neichemenu, and the Loiva says, Afal Pikin, I still want the money, and he has a right to get the money. Now, what is considered a Dovah Mesuyim? What is, so we know that by Sivvav, a Dovah Mesuyim meant something which was Nikola Rabim, that he got at Duch Ribis, like a paro, talis, something which is nika, a house, a car, but if he has some, you know, food or money, something which is not nikola rabim, that he got at the chribis, there is no inin aziluso. Now, what is the dovah mesuyim here? So if you look in the shaks of Kotin Yud Aleph, the shak says, cost of aprisha, what does it mean, a dovah mesuyim? The lav dafka. This, when it says dovah mesuyim, it's not the dovah mesuyim like in Sivvav, it's lav dafka. It means kol dovah shuba en kamosha gosla, everything that the malva still has, which I gave the malva, the ribbits that I gave the malva, is still ben, I want it back. That's considered a dovah mesuyim. A dovah shenu mesuyim would mean that he already spent what I gave him. I gave him a talis, he spent it. I gave him a parah, he spent it. I gave him food, he ate it. If it's not boilam, he just has a chiv moment, that's considered a dovah mesuyim. But if he has that which I gave him, that's already considered enough here for a dovah mesuyim. Because dovah mesuyim here is lav dafka.
Money is a dovah
mesuyim. Oh, so the base mayor says, like this pshat, the base mayor says that maybe he helps out a bit in the Lashon, but he says that a Dovah Mesuyim is coming lafuki moment. That means a Dovah Mesuyim, even if it doesn't have to be Nikola Rabim, but it still has to be an item, a chefetz. Money, which all money is the same, that's not considered a Dovah Mesuyim. And even if the Malva is still holding on to the money that I paid him, that's considered a Dovah She'enu Mesuyim, and his Ein Ruach HaKam Neichemenu to take it back.
But
the check hasn't been cashed, it's nothing yet. It's just an instruction to go to a bank. I think that would be poshut that... You shouldn't even go through the bank and cash the check. That itself might be the Maisa Issa. You're going to the bank and collecting the ribbis at that point. Because when you didn't cash the check, I don't know if anything took place yet. This is instruction. Like if I would tell the Malva, go to my friend will pay you the ribbis, and he didn't go yet, then you will have an Issa to go and collect the ribbis. And that's the chayra, that's what a check is. It's just a directive. Sorry? Kamosha Guzli, because he's... Oh, I'll tell you why. So let's get... Where is the Prisha coming from? It's really the Gemara. The Gemara, like I said before, says, Malvi, Ribis, and Gazlonim have this Inyan to be Peskin, Lechuva, and Mekavla Mimena. And the Gemara says, Lahedim Bava Kama, the Gemara says that that's only talking about when it's Enu Be'en. But when it's Ben, when it's Kain Shagaza, when it's still around, then, yes, you could take it back. The whole union of Emekavla Memena was only when it was spent. So as the preacher says, if that's what it says by Gzela, we talk a pasuk like that over there by Gzela, and it's the same Gemara, it's the same Halakha, so over here I know, like the preacher, that when it says over here, Dovah Mesuyim, it's Lav Dafka, it really just means as long as it's Ben, just like it says by Gzela. That's the preacher, even though it's a major Deichik, but he says it has to be like that, because the Gemara says it on both. The Gemara just says a chilik, and then the Gemara puts together Gzela with Malvei Beribis. So I know that even by Malvei Beribis, Kozman it's Ben, even if it's not a Dovah Mesuyim, there's this Inyan, yes, I have to I have a right to take it back. It's only when it's not Ben, that's when they have this Inyan of Ein Ruach HaKam Neichemenu. Now,
this is a sign for the Malva and a sign for the Loiva.
Correct.
Right? So now, the Malva wakes up one morning and he decides he's doing Tshuva. He goes to the Loiva. The Loiva is Meichelim. How does the Loiva do Tshuva?
And if the Leva accepts the money, how does the Leva do tshuva?
No, so he does tshuva and he takes his money back.
Yeah, but the mitzvah chayechik is only a mitzvah on the malva. The Leva doesn't have that ability to do tshuva. That I say is not on the Leva altogether. He doesn't have a chiv to accept the money.
How does the Leva do tshuva? He pays.
Say vidui.
Huh?
Say vidui.
He has no.
Right. The whole chayechik kikimach was only on the malva. It was never said on the Leva. Now the Nakudas Akesov over here, let me just finish up this Machloikis. So far the Shach went with the Prisha. And the Nakudas Akesov in the second round, the Kunjazach and whatever, he brings down the Prisha again and he says, goes on to the next page. He doesn't like the Prisha's Pshat. And for good reason. Because the previous Sif used the Lashon Davar Mesuyim and it meant something which is Nikola Rabin. All of a sudden when it comes over here and it says Davar Mesuyim, and rather you should know in Sif Tes, even though it doesn't use the Mechaber, but the Ramo also uses the Lashon Hovu Davar Mesuyim, and it's also talking about something which is Nikola Rabin. And punked in the middle, sandwiched in the middle, Sif Zayim, he said Davar Mesuyim, oh, this is Lav Davka. Like sugar delish now. I'm just used to using the word Davar Mesuyim. I say, what's going on? That doesn't make any sense. So Shach says, the key in Pipshat, Havanuin, if the Mechaber says here Davar Mesuyim, it means Davar Mesuyim. And he brings down the Rambam like that. He says, the Lashon of the Rambam is, it's beautiful. The Rambam brings down both these halachas together, and the Nakusa Kesa brings it down, and he says, Agazlonu Mamavi Beribishi Echziru, Eim Mechaber Mehen, provided, Im Hoisigzela Kayemes, Veribis Davar Mesuyim, Varehu Batsmai. By Gzela, the Rambam kept the Lashon Kayemes. And by Ribis, it says it's a Davar Mesuyim, one Tanai, and Varei Ba'atzmoy means it's Be'en. So you see that by Ribis, he needed two Tanayim. He needed it to be Be'en, and it had to be a Davar Mesuyim. By Gzela, he only said if it's Kayemes. So Zakta Shach, that which the Gemara said, the Chilik, whether it's a Gzela Kayemes or not, was only by Gzela. But by Ribis, it's all totally on a Davar Mesuyim. And he tries to give a Chilik why. The Mishnah Melech, Grada, makes the same Diyukim, and he beautiful, beautiful explanation, beautiful chilek. And he says the following, and again, it's back to the Yisaitis of Ribbis. He says, by a gazlin, when you steal, if it calls man its ben, you have a chiv, kein shagazel, you have to give back that item. Your chiv is to give back that chefetz. You can't pay with kesef. You have to give mamish the chefetz that you stole back. If you have a chiv, eshef is akzela, you have the chiv to give that back. We're not going to check for that. Then we're going to allow you to take that back. Your chiv is on that. Mashenkin, if it's enu be'en, it was ready, nishtan or whatever, it disappeared, at that point in time, then you have only a chiv mamen. You have a chiv mamen. That's when Chazal stepped in and told the nigzal, instructed the nigzal, be meichel the gazlan, don't take back his money. So there it depends whether it's be'en or not be'en. Mashenkin zok the Mishnah Melech by ribis. By Ribbis, we already said 100 times, but here's 101st. By Ribbis, when the Malva gets the Ribbis, he owns the Ribbis. It's not a gzela. He doesn't have a chiv to give back that. He owns it. It's his. It's not. It doesn't still belong to the Leiva. The Ritva says you could be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Avad, it belongs to the Malva. It's fully his. And the Arai, we saw that Ebezin are Yerdul Nechosav, right? It's not like in Sif Hei. And if he dies, the Yerushim don't have a chiv to give anything back because the Malva was kind of it. It's really the Malva's. So then, Zakta Mitchell Melch, so what's Pshat all together here, this chilek? So he says, it must be the chilek as if a different reason. Here, the reason why they made a chilek is because of Zilusa. There's not the same chilek by Gzela. Avad, it's the same, brought down together in the Gemara, but it's for two different reasons. Why Gezel Kozman it's Be'en is because that item still belongs to me. It's my item. He's a Gazlan. He wasn't kind of that item. I should be mocked to him that item. Get out of here. It's my item. If you tell me he has a chiv mamen to me, so Chazal instruct me to be Meichel him. But by Ribbis, anyway, the Malva owns it. It doesn't belong to the Loiva. So that's not the Pshat. So what's the problem? So we always instruct the Loiva to be Meichel. What's the problem? So why by Davar Mesuyim is it different? So like that, because by Davar Mesuyim is like the Sif before. By Davar Mesuyim it's out his Zilusa. Because it's his Zilusa, he's trying to do tshuva on this item which is by him. That it passed nish for him. He's holding by doing tshuva and he's holding on to that cape, but that's his Zilusa. So then we say, instruct you, take it back. We won't go get in his way. But in the Chanam, if it's not a Davar Mesuyim, even if it's Ben, Avadi will have this chiv to be Meichelim. Because Zilusa doesn't pass, right? Zilusa doesn't pass, so you have a right to be Meichelim. And Mitzad, the fact that it's yours, it's not yours. It really belongs to Ramalva. There's a clear chilek between Ribbis and Gzela. By Gzela, the Gazan was never kind of the item. So Avadu, we're not going to tell the Nigzah just to be makne his items, just because the guy is a Gazan, he steals my item, it's still mine, and I should now be makne to him, I'm the Chavetz Chaim, that I'm not going to do. But my Shengen Beribis, it really belongs to the Malva. So now you want to give it back to me, I should really be Meichel. But if it's a Dovah Mesuim, I'll see Lusa, that I don't have this Chiv to be Meichel. So it's a clear difference. Now, the Beis Meir went, apparently, with the Prishi, he was Mechalik Mois. So, again, but the Shaykh is arguing, how do we pass an halacha is unclear in the Paiskim, but on one side you have a Prisha and a Beis Meir who say, Kilu, like this Dovah Mesuim is Lav Davka, and the Beis Meir tries to save it a little bit and says that the only reason why he said Dovah Mesuim is Lafuke Mois, a little better than the Prisha, a drop better. The Prisha doesn't mention that chiluk. Majenkin, you have now on the other side, you have in the Kudus HaKesef and the Mishnah Melech, and they say that this Dava Musayim, like the Lashon Machab, is Dafka, which is the Pashtus. Machab used as a Lashon, it's a Dafka, Dava Musayim. But even if it's Be'en, but if it's not a Dava Musayim, you will still have a Chiv to be Meichel the person. Pashtus, that's how you should go. It's very rare that you can have someone who's Reiv Mechiasai, but if you have such a case, yes, you should be Meichel the guy if it's not a Dava Musayim, even though it's Be'en. So it comes out that this whole thing is only by a Dovah Mesuyim. You have a right to get it back, but only by a Dovah Sheinu Mesuyim is this in and a rain rock come like a menu.
What is something that's been that's not a Dovah Mesuyim?
It's a double person that came to you, Duch Ribbit, and you're going to walk around and say, that is it. That's the one. A unique coat, a unique garment, a unique item. But if it's, a dime a dozen, mass produced, why am I going to think that, if it's special, like the para before? A para, Lucy, maybe they'll recognize that, that para. But if it's something that's just, shovel a call, there's a dime a dozen. Why would I think that that's yours? That shirt's yours. Something unique about the shirt. Yeah, that shirt used to belong to the Leiva, and you took it from the Leiva Ribbis. So that's a Dovah Mesuyim. So that's the case like a talis. If something unique, a special suit, a special item. But in today's world, that things are mass produced, I can't say rare, but more items are not a Dovah Mesuyim, probably. All right. Agav, just to go back to something that we discussed last week, which I brought down at the beginning of the shiur, is that we talked about, do you have a chiv hachzaris ribis without a tfiya? And the Taz says that you need a tfiya to have a chiv hachzaris ribis. Kozman, the loiva wasn't to there, the malva, to get the ribis back, the malva has no chiv to give him back anything. Practic toys have arrived from the sif, not like that. It says in Bolas is true the me'atma, you lack the ribbis, and gives different kuluk. Imu Dava Muslim, you take it. If it's not Dava Muslim, Chazal instructs you to be Meichel. But what's going on? He doesn't have a chiv yet. His Bolas is true the me'atma, you tell him you're wasting your time. In fact, the Meshavim Nisivis says that Loitataz over there, if the guy of the Malva would come and give back money to the Loiva, and the Loiva would not be to there, it would be Matana Ba'alma, and if the Loiva then says, okay, now give me back ribbis, I'll have to pay a second time, right? So it's nothing. So what's going on in this whole sif? Now the Ksais doesn't ask it so simple like that. He proves from the Gemara, it's a Shaila how his Diyak went. Pashtus, his Diyak in the Gemara was that if the person was to there, the loiva, if the Mava went ahead and was today the loiva, give me money, if that's what we're talking about, and then the loiva decided in turn, okay, if the loiva was today the Mava, give me back the ribbis, and the Mava said, okay, fine, and pulls out the money out of his pocket, so it says, what do you mean, you see, he's holding by taking the money, otherwise, why was he today? Pashas the Gemara is talking about where the loiva is holding by keeping Chazal and not being today. If he's holding by keeping Chazal and not being today, then what's this guy doing trying to relax his tshuva? Like, Hikilu tries to get more into the Metzias. The way the Nesivis over there quotes the Ksaisis Raya, it's a shtuk or shrela. He seemingly, unless you say his Loshen is Lavdavka, he seemingly understood the Ksaisis Raya was, well, Akochuk we're talking about without a Tzviya, because if you have a Tzviya, then you have a right to be Mekabel Mimenu, because the whole din was only said when he's Bolas Teshuva Me'atzmai. Now, that's how the Nesivis says the Raya. That Raya I don't like. Because, like we said, you can make a tvi, and that's still considered Bolas Teshuva Me'atzmai. It's only lafuka a kfiya of Bezdin. If I go over to you and I say, give me back the ribbis, and you give it back to me, that's still considered he's Bolas Teshuva Me'atzmai, and I still have a chiv not to take it. It's only coming lafuka a kfiya of Bezdin. But I don't know, maybe you say the Nesivus is Lashon Zavdaf. And the Ksai seemingly didn't say that was the deer. And then the Nesivus says, the Nesivus again is from the other camp, and the Nesivus learns that Kozmani wasn't today, there's a built-in mechila, implicit mechila, and therefore you don't have to do it. And Isaac Ksai says, what's going on? So the Nesivus, well, no problem, Lokosha Midi, here's the case. The case was that that day one, Sunday, the Levi went to the Malva, in January, the Levi went to the Malva and said, give me back my money. And the Malva told him, jump in the lake. 6 months later, the Malva now is coming, knocking on the door to do tshuva by himself, and that's Bolas Tshuva Me'atzmai. So, Nesivus, you see, I have a case where there was a tviya, and yet I'm coming to be Las Tshuva Me'atzmai. Because when he was served today, I told him, call tuf. And now, later on, by my own Nedivis Lev, I decided to give back and do tshuva. So I could have a tshuva Me'atzmai, yet I'll have the chiv, because the tviya that he made 6 months ago shows me that he's not holding by a mechila. And the Ksait, Meshavim Nesivus says, like Mali with his Dechukim, such an Akimta is a Doichik. He was at a Tzvi, and then 6 months later he came back. This whole thing is one big Doichik. The Parshav Shana, even the Loshin, and Bo Lazachuda Me'asma, is he came Lazachuda Me'asma, Me'asma, without any Tzvi. And this would seemingly be a Raya, that even without a Tzvi, yes, you would have a Chiyah to give it back. And like I said last week, even with the Nesivus is far, that is implicit in the Chila, I didn't like it, because I had a shuk of a raya from Mecca Komemka. What do you mean? Why are you being saying Mechana Mechila? Go ask him. Was he Mechel? You call him up. He's still alive. You're still alive. Go ask him. Were you Mechel me or not? Why do we have to tell on a chazaka that if you're talking, he was Mechel me? We're talking about a mitzvah derayt v'chei achichimach. V'chei should at least try to go over to him and say, were you Mechel me or not? The pashas is, therefore, that even without a tefillah, like the Meshmais here is, that even without a tefillah, yes, the Malva is a chiv to give back the rivet.
It's only Blessed Day Shemayim, but you said last week that even without a tefillah, there's a din of Blessed Day Shemayim. Maybe the whole Mechaber is in. What was this tshuva? May I ask my Blessed Day Shemayim?
Okay, the Ksois, it's a good question. The really Ksois tries to say such a chiluk, and he proves from the Gemara Rishonim that over there, it's talking about even Menadin. It's not really not for tonight, but it's a good aura. But even in Pasha's Lashon is like that. But the Ksais Bavon, the proofs from Rishonim that it has to be like that.
Hefshah, you were saying before, when the Bezin's going to sell the Moivik, give him a shot. Joseph, let's wait. There's a shot that the Moivik came to Bezin. So Bezin, before they give him an Hasmona, they let him know, listen, we're aware that you took this. And it's not right. I'm Musar Azah. And then they let it go because they told the lawyer they'd give it a shot. And the lawyer says, I'm going to work along with that.
Okay, but so you
all.
I have no problem, but basically what you're doing is you're saying a similar akim to the Nesivus that we did lodge a tefillah.
But it's not a tefillah like you were saying before, it was doing him a tefillah. It wasn't like it was conveying him necessarily.
Well, you had, if you without a tefillah, it doesn't work. You have to be tevei. Or Bezin was notifying him that the loiva wasn't marichal, and therefore you should try to give it back. I know if Bezin gets involved, it sounds like that would be a shtickle kfiyas Bezin. We're talking about bolas tshumasa means without the fear of Bezin, okay, Bezin didn't get involved.
Telling him that the loiva, we're coming because the loiva is coming to be tevei you. It's coming to the marichal a row. He sees something wrong with one of his mispael, so he goes over to him and he says, you know, Chaim Yankel, you know, you really. We noticed it.
And he has to tell him, and I know that the loiva wasn't Michael. If you learn it out of Chukas Mechila, the Ksais again didn't learn it out of Chukas Mechila. He learned that the Chiv is only Chav when it's a Tfiyah. Where was that Tfiyah made? So he's going to have to get the loiva to ask the Malva for the money.
As long as they know that he wasn't Michael.
Okay, but like I said, the Lashon is Mashma, and Bolas Tshuva Me'atzmai is Mashma, that he came on his own volition, he decided to go and do it. Alright, let's move on. I want to try to cover two more Se'ifim.
One quick thing, the Matzias, when the Leiv is going to be Tavea, and we're saying that if the Malva says, yes, I want to give it to you, the Leiv is supposed to immediately say, no, I'm not taking it. So why is the Leiv going to be Tavea?
That's sort of the Lashon of the Ksais. What is he doing, right? So that's what the Ksais says. It's Mashma. That was like the Ksais is right. That's why it's Mashma. The Leiv was not Tavea. And the Malva is coming on by himself. And the Leiv is telling him, no, I know that Chazal don't allow me to take it from you. It's as if I'm Meichel you. And the Malva should love you, Deshamayim, and say, Afo Pekein. That's really what L'chay, what the Ksais means, not like how the Nesivus calls the Ksais. It's like what you're saying, is that was his Raya, because if he's coming to be Tavea, and now he's not taking the money. Well, he's a clown. If he's still going to be, it means he wants the money, so he'll take the money. So, right? So that, That's really like the Ksaisa's Raya.
Yeah, but the other Mepharsh, how is he understanding the Metzius?
Yeah, he was Tavea in January. And in January, let's say he was holding...
Why was he Tavea?
Because let's say in January he wanted to take the money.
So he'll take it 6 months later too.
And 6 months later he found out, 6 months later, Chazal, he went to a shir, and he heard that you're now let her take the money. So now when he came to him in July, he decided to not accept the money. It's not a question that I came to. I'm asking, the Mashmois is not like it. All right, let's move on to Sivchat.
If the loiver is desperate, then he's allowed to take it?
If the loiver needs it to pay up his own balchoyf, so sort of, he doesn't even have the right, not nice, what, on his balchoyf's cheshbon, that's why he's not taking back the ribbis. So there, he's allowed to take back the money. In fact, if I can't, it sounds like he even should take back the money, k'gedei to pay up his own balchoyf.
So don't trap your chassidus on your
own. Correct, basically. Okay, here's a, like I said, it can't be too bad. Some shiny to the place of Midas Chassidus, and like I said, the Magen Mishnah says we even help him to do it. So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ban Vas Nusai, in the Gemara says, the Mesil Zisharim and the other Svarim say, the godless of the Rebbein Shalom, when a person is holding by doing a chayt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still being mefinus him, giving him the chiyas to do the chayt against him. It takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anova to do that. Right? Pashas, we're not going to do that against, you know, helping do a chayt. It sounds like from Magen Mishnah that it's an Indian and an important Indian and Ruach HaKam Nechemenu, but it's not Mamish and Issa. Now, yes, there are Diyukim and other Rishayim, and because Yitzchak, I believe, has a tshuva on it, makes a Makhlekes Rishayim matter, there is a Diyuk in the Torah that the Torah holds that it is also because the Torah uses a Lashon that Bezin should stop him, like Bimoicha. Now, if Bezin's supposed to be Moicha, Bezin's not going to go ahead and force the other guy. It's like Fakir, Bezin's supposed to be Moicha on him. But the other Rishonim don't say that, and it's a Pashas Machlokes Rishonim. A lot of places can go, like I said, that it's not Mamish and Issa. Alright, let's move on to Sif Ches. I would like to really cover Sif Ches and Sif Tes. It's really two Sifim of the same Indian, and again, Chazing, important you say this. Mishoyo Noisha Bechaveir Adinu Shoribis. If someone lent his friend, and he was caught a dinar for ribbis. I lent you $100 plus one dinar for ribbis. Comes time for paying the ribbis. Instead of giving the dinar, v'nasen lo b'shviloi hei midus shel chitim. He gave him five measures of chitim. V'hayu nimkarim at that time dalet b'dinar. It was four measures for a dinar. So kumtai, what did he really get? He got five measures, means he got 1 1/4 of a dinar, 1 1/4 of a dinar. That means he even got more than he asked for. Contractually, he said, you have to pay me a dinar of ribbis, and then he was paid with shavah kesef, he was paid with chitim, with food, worth a dinar and a quarter. So now the shaila is, good, I want to be mekayim the inyan v'chei chikim, I want to give back the money. What do I give back? Do I give back the dollar? Because that's all I was cut. Anything past the dollar is not ribbis ktsutsa. It should be only like avak ribbis. It's like he gave me money for the halva without a ktsutsa, and avak ribbis is not metzian. Or do we say, now that you gave all of it, b'tayris, that dina, so we look at it that the entire five measures of chitim, we look at it, the entire dollar and a quarter is the ribbis ktsutsa that you were cut, and you have to give back everything. Comes along the Mechab, it's a Gemara, and says, it's in Makhlek, it's a Bayin Rava, but we pass from like Rava, that Tzorech lach zoloi hei midis. You have to give back the entire hei midis. You got 5 meters of chitim, you got to give back those 5 meters of chitim. Not 4, but 5. However, v'mrata lach zoloi deneim, if the malva would wish, instead of, he would like to keep the chitim, but instead pay back with money, the dinar revia, he could do that too, rishai. But he has to give back a dinar revia. He has to give back a dollar and a quarter. Giving back just one dinar is not enough. Now, why does he have the ability to keep the chitim? Why doesn't he have to give back the very chitim that he received? So, to mechabosh ha-mekach kayim, because the mekach that he got, the chitim that he received is kayim, avo bishanasabis, even though it came to chribis, it came to chanisa, but that doesn't mevatel a mekach. We have klolim and klesha mishpat, that something which is not sabis, sometimes takes care of a mishapar and a mechasamana, but a real mekach, if you got a real mekach, you made a real kinyan on these chitim, that it was done this, it doesn't break the mekach is kayim, the chitim are yours. So now you have a choice, either give back the chitim, or give back its value, give back the money of the chitim. That's the Gemara, that's the Mechava. Pashas, you look in the Yishayin and Pashas, it's only a chiv derabbanan, because midaraisa, how could more than the one dina be deraisa? You only cut the dina. Everything after the ketitza could only be derabbanan, could only be like an avakribis. But the vada, since it was done all for that ketitza, the payment of the schitim was all done for that dina that was cut, so it's all done. It's like a me'ein ribis ketitza, so therefore we have a dina matzin mimena, we have a regular din kfiya. But Pashas is only going to be a derabbanan. On the dina shabai of vada, that's deraisa. But on the extra part is only like an inimaza, it was all on the ena ribis ksutza, so therefore there's a chiv chazara on the entire dollar and a quarter.
If you gave
money, so I'll have a chiv to give back a dinar. Oh, even if you just gave it, no, that, very good. The poskim can say that if he had paid, not in food, but he had paid actually a dinar and a quarter, and a chanami would only have a chiv on the dollar, on the dinar, that extra quarter has nothing to do with the first dollar. The extra quarter is just a tip that he's throwing in, and that's like avak ribis. And that wouldn't have a chiv b'din yadam, would have only this chiv latas yidei shemayim. It's only because he gave an item. He gave shavu kesef as payment for that dinar. So it's ki'ilu, that I have a chiv on you for a dinar. You owe me this dinar of ribis. And I'm willing to exchange that and buy from you instead a dinar and a quarter, a hay midas of chitim. So it's like I'm taking that dinar obligation that you have on me for ribis, and I'm applying it, translating it onto this hay chitim, hay midas of chitim. But ena chanami, you're 100% right, that if the person would not do that, if the person would actually pay in kesef, and he'll pay a dollar and a quarter, only the chiv chazar will be on a dollar, the other quarter will only have the chiv latzis yidei shemayim.
But wouldn't he miscalculate if he gave him another?
He didn't miscalculate, he was very generous. Decided. Because he's giving the five midas for that dina. He's selling it to him at a discount. But the entire five measures of chitim were given all for that one dina, to satisfy that obligation. So all five measures of chitim is part of that ribis ketzutza. Me'ein ribis ketzutza. It's only the rabban pashas, but it's all part of that ribis ketzutza. Memela have a chiv to give back that thing. Now the lashon of the mechabe sounds like it's totally beratzon the malva. If he wants, he can give back the chitim. If he wants, he can give back domim. That's pashas, and that's how the mabit actually says. If I want to give back the actual hay midas of chitim, I have a right to stiff the loiva and force him to take back those very same five midas of chitim that he gave me. The Ramban and other Rishonim, the Mugid says it clearly, is mavun not like that. So makleg Rishonim and mabit, but the Rishonim mashma not like that. That it's a lav dafik aloshim, but that mashma know that I really have a chiv to give back money. Because the chitim that you gave me were nicknamed to me, right? The mekach chitkayim. So now I just have a chiv hachzaris ribis. Now if I want to stick you with chitim, I have to have your permission. So the leiva would have to be maskim to take back the chitim. If the leiva is not maskim, he could insist he wants bedafka, his money back, rather than the chitim, the very actual chitim you gave. Oh. So from here was our raya. That you see from here, I mean, they're talking about how they teach this up. They teach this up, mekan raya, that a malva, this is actually one of the sources, that a malva is actually kind of the ribis that he receives from the loiva. And memele the chiv is only to give back its value, the domin. And if I want to stick you with chitim, I have to get your permission. So the chayr you see, mekan raya, that I cannot pay you with shavu kesef. Had I had a right to pay you with shavu kesef, Then dami hocha that you gave me the chitim, even if you gave me mois. But if my chiv chazara is hein kesef, hein shavu kesef, I should be allowed to pay you hey chitim, even my hey chitim, even hey apples, anything I want. I should be able to pay our shavu kesef. And this was our raya that we brought, that shavu kesef doesn't work. Okay, that would be a problem against what we said last week. And Baruch Hashem, like I said, that this is the mukhez I was referring to last week, and the Maral Mitzins brings this raya as matcha the raya, and he has a pshat to get out of the raya. I'll be honest with you, I don't recall offhand what it was, but he gets out of this raya. So zayin. But the pshat here, at least like them, it's lav dafka. He has to pay mois, but the lashon and the tuna makar and the paisim don't go with it. They don't like the rishonim. I mean, it's rishonim, but they don't like it. Doesn't fit in the lashon. The makar is lashon's masha imrotza. If the malva would like, he can give back domim. Not that if the loiva would like, or if the loiva can insist. It sounds like it's tali in the brayers, the bechiras hamalva, and the mabit says that lehedya. That's all tali on the brayers hamalva. And that would be not like these rishonim. That he has a right to give back the chitim. That's still not a right to shavu kesef. He might only have a right to give back the chitim, because that was the very same chitim you gave me. But to give you back tables and chairs, or soap, I wouldn't be able to do that. I would only have to be able to give you the ribbit that you gave me, or kesef. But to give other shavu kesef, he wouldn't have a right from that. But like I said, the Maral Tzitz, that you have a right to give back even with shavu kesef. Now this is not lav dafka mekach, this could be schiris as well. Let's say instead of the dollar of ribbis, the Gdulu Chumi says, instead of Gdala Ribbis, we decide, and the Shalmelik, whatever, we decide that you could rent my house for a day, and let's say the house rental is $2, and I'm renting it at a discount. The same thing, I would have a chi about the ribbis to give back $2 worth, because that was the shavius that I took from you for this ketzitza that we made. So that would be considered all part of the main, the ribbis ketzitza, and I would have a chi to give that back. Now, here comes, look in the Mishnah Lamelech. This is really like the source to this yisoid that the malv is koine ribbis. And it's going to have another number of napkin minas. But look in Sifkot and Tess in the Piskei Tshuva, a very important Piskei Tshuva. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, Nira, Shemi Shehuva l'chaveroi, v'nosin loy haloi v'chefetz, and he gives back a chefetz, which is ena masuim b'ribbis, if I make up with you that ribbis is you gotta give me 5 shears of chitim, or you gotta give me a chefetz, I must give back that chefetz that I took from you back. I over here state not like that. Over here says I can give back money. So when I made up, you give me a dollar ribbis in currency. And instead, at the time of the payment, instead of giving domim, nothing like chavitz b'shvil adomim, he paid me with the chavitz in its place. As we say, us who the Arminin Hanekach Kayim v'yachza adomim. Why? Because it's like a secondary mechira. Really, you owe me a dollar, and now with that dollar, I applied it on your chefetz. I bought now this chefetz from you. I bought this chitim from you. Abu kishulei kotzat, but if I wasn't kotzat adomim, but instead I was kotzat the actual chefetz that you're giving me at the end, that was the ribbis that we made up, then Avandu Zakta Mishamelech Tzorek La'akzu La'ach chefetz ba'asmai, he must give back the very same chefetz that he received. Shari ha'lekech le'konoi, the lekech never bought it, never owned it, and the meicha, that is the leiver, never sold it to him, and therefore it must go back. That chefetz must go back. And then he continues. Let's actually skip over that. You look at the next line, Nisham Mishpat argues. Vayim Nisham Mishpat, Shehisig Olav, he argues to Mishnah Lamelech, V'dayta dafilu kishahisna. Shehamelech, right. What did I say? Sorry, Shehamelech, I apologize. Shehamelech, Shehisig Olav, V'dayta dafilu kishahisna, Allah says, HaKhefetz B'ribis, Yochel Lahang Zeh Adomin. He has a right, even if that was what was cut, he still has a right to give back money. That means the Mishnah Lamelech holds, this whole halakha is only when you were cut money, and instead you paid with a chayfetz. But had you been cut a chayfetz, and you were given that chayfetz, you have a chid, you must give back the chayfetz, and you can't give back government. And the Shah Melech argues, not just the Shah Melech, it's Avdi Malum, it's the Chavis Das, all the places can argue with the Mishnah Melech, it can't be. And they ask, like, Esteer Mishnah Melech, you the Mishnah Melech, you're the one who made it a Gansa Sugya, and a Gansa Yisayd Munach, with all the Yishayim who hold, that a Malva is actually cleaner than money that he receives from the Leiva. Not like Gzela, it's not a Pashat Gzela, you actually cleaner than money. It's really yours, and you just have a Chiv, a Mitzvah, and you rise from Yerushalayim, like we discussed. It was here. It was you, the Mishnah Melech, who said it. So how could you now say that if it was cut the chefetz, like Kanoi, the Malva was never clean of the chefetz, and therefore he has to give back the chefetz to the Leiva, as if to say it's really the Leiva's chefetz, and therefore the Malva was never clean it, you got to give it back. It's like a gzela. You're the one who just said a few program earlier, the Yisoid Munach, you're the one who established in Ribbis a Yisoid that the Malva was really clean of the Ribbis. What's going on? And therefore they all argue with the Mishnah Melech. He's talking about not a lav dafka dava mitzvim. It's even rod tzolam she'ena mitzvim. Even a chevet she'ena mitzvim. He puts in parentheses. No, we know it's a dava mitzvim. It's zilusa. That for sure. It's only by a dava mitzvim.
Maybe he doesn't hold it when it's a dava she'ena mitzvim. There's no zilusa.
No one holds it when it's a dava mitzvim. There's no zilusa. The whole child we just discussed with the preshin of Beis Neves, for a different reason, the Chazal never made a takana mechila when it's be'en, but not because it's zilusa. Zilusa clearly only by a dava mitzvim, like you see by the Yorshim and Tzivav.
Now.
What's the chilek? The chilek the Mishnah wants to make is like this. The ribbit that you were caught was only on the dollar. So the ribbit is the dollar. If I now went ahead and took a dollar and bought a chefetz and made a proper kinyan on the chefetz, even if the dollar was come, you know, I was reichish that dollar through a legal, through issa, so what? But the chefetz, the kinyan that I bought was a real kinyan. I went, I did agbah on the chefetz. I was really kind of the chefetz. If that dollar's no good, maybe I have to give you a different dollar. But I made a real kinyan on the chefetz. So that chefetz chayfetz is now mine. But Masha'in came, if the ribbis was on the chayfetz, so the ketiv on the chayfetz, and if ribbis means that you were never kain it, so I was never kain it this chayfetz in the first place. So I got to give you back this chayfetz. So that's what everyone hears. What's going on in the Mishul Melech? You, the Mishul Melech, are the one who holds that even when you cut, you're kain it.
So between the
chayfetz and... Alright. So, you have to say pshat is, and in Baruch Shem, my family, Chazanish says a very similar pshat. But the you have to say that the Mishnah Melech never meant, when he said the Wulashan, Halokeach loy kone v'amaychon loy mochrei, he never meant that the Malva was never kind of the Chayfet. Avadi, he was kind of the Chayfet. Avadi, he owns it. It's Kinyakas v'ti v'mkadash isha. He never said that the Malva, his Wulashan wasn't, Hamalva loy kone v'aloyva loy nosnoi. His Wulashan was Halokeach loy kone v'amaychon loy mochrei. Why did he go into Mecca or Memka for? It's because I believe the Mishnah Melech holds the following. To the mitzvah deraisa, the chayachicha yimach. You gotta give back, even that which you were koinah. You were koinah, but afopik, and you gotta give it back. And the Mishnah Melech understood it meant that ribbis ksutza that you receive, on that item is where there's a mitzvah of ribbis ksutza, the mitzvah of the chayachicha yimach, to give back. If you received money, you have a mitzvah on the money. If you received tables, you have a chiv on tables. If you received chitim, if that's what you were cut, and that's what you received, so that was the ribbis, that's what you gotta give back, even though you were koinah. That was what the Torah was Machayev. The Torah was Machayev, you gotta give back the ribbis that you took. Bishloima, if I made a ribbis on money, and it came time for Parayim, we applied that onto a chavit, onto chitim. So Zakhtar Mishra Melech, that was a mekach or memka. You're wearing two hats. You're a malva, you're also a lakeach. And the loiva, besides being a loiva, he's also a meicha. Means he owes the malva a dollar, he owes him a dina, and the Malva says, you know what, the dina they owe me, now I want to take that dina and purchase from you a chayfet. I want to purchase from you, hey, midas of chitim. So he's now buying chitim, he's buying a chayfet. So he's not just, he's a Malva, but he's also a koina. So Zot the Mishul Melech, because I got that, you made a proper mecca, I thought you were koina that chayfet. That wasn't ribbis. The ribbis was the chayv, the obligation of the dollar, that I took that dollar and applied it and purchased something. Avada that chayv is mine. What happens if I'll take that dollar and now go to someone else and buy something? I go to a third party. Avada was kind of it. It's like the ritvah. Avada can be mekadesh and isha. That's not the problem. But I wouldn't have to give the isha back to the loiva. That's not the chazar's ribbis. It would only be the dollar that you gave me I got to give back. But if I make the ribbis cut on the chayfis, that's chayfis is the ribbis. So the chiv, the chayach yimok was set on that ribbis. That's what the Mishnah Melech meant. When the Mishnah Melech says, Arei alokeich l'konav ha-meich l'amokah, didn't mean that I don't own it. I thought I own it, but he said it wasn't konav b'teris mekach halokeach l'konav. The malva b'teris l'keach was l'konav. V'ha-meich l'amokah, the loiva b'teris mechir, it was never sold to him. It wasn't a David study, a secondary thing, that means the ribbis was on money, and now there was a mechira. No, the vote was, this was it. This was the ribbis. If this was the ribbis, this is where you got the chayach yimok. You got to give me back this item exactly. This was where you got the ribbis. And if you look, the Chazanish basically says the same thing, but the Chazanish is like moist of a shtick. I don't know why. I have a problem with the Azafa. He just laid through that, like a lomdis, he says that when you have a chayfit, aside from the shavah kesef value of the chayfit, you also, I mean, besides the inherent value of the chayfet, you also have the hanoas hashtamshes of the chayfet. It means, you know, it's one thing to have a dollar, and it's one thing to have a dollar worth of chitim. It's both worth a dollar. But when you have a dollar worth of chitim, you already have the hanoas hashtamshes of that dollar. Besides the dollar itself, you already have the hanoah of the chayfet, the hanoah of the item, the hanoah of the talus, whatever it is. So he says that your chiv, that the Torah is not telling you, it's to give everything you got from the loiva. You got from the loiva not only the value of a dollar, you got from the loiva the value of how he made the dollar into a chayvit. You got from the loiva the value of the ishtamshes of the chayvit too. That hanoah you got from the loiva too. So therefore you have a chiv chazara on that hanoah as well. That's what the Chazanish says. He's giving like a kilo, like a timer, maybe a timer of the Mishnah Melech, why he feels that the chayach yimach is mechayiv you that very item that you received. It's not so...
The ishtamshes that I had, I can't give back.
No, I didn't use it yet. No, I didn't use it. I have the heichitim in front of me. So I would have to give you back those heichitim because that was the ribbis.
It's a car. I used it already for 2 years.
No, if you use it, you might have to pay back with money. We'll see in the next if. But he's talking about the chavis that you received, besides the inherent value of the chavis, you got the shavius of the chavis in terms of ishtamshes. So you got that from the loiva. So therefore the Torah is mechayiv to give back that to the loiva. If you take it too far, you're going to be going over the cliff. Because in this halacha, you see that when you be cut the dollar, and you get heichitim, which is worth more than a dollar, you have a chiv to give back the entire heichitim, not just the dollar.
Yet
when you cut the dollar, for example,
it's only drabonin, though.
I understand, but you have a chiv with drabonin, right? But yet, but with meduyik in the machaba, if you cut the dollar, and at the time of the prayer, he gives you only dalid midas achitim, which are worth a dollar, so he gives you exactly what it's worth, then I don't have to give back the dollars midas achitim. I only give you back the dollar. What happened to this tesefis that you gave me in terms of ishtamshus? No, that I don't have to give you back. When I give you back, hey, midas, that I got to give back. What?
But that's a mechira then.
I know, but
that wasn't the reason.
I know, but you see that even when it's a mechira, if it's actually something more, but tzarech la'akdil lo yehei midas, you got to give back the extra thing that you received.
It's not that svara of the chazanish. That's because it's rabbanim.
Zozayim midrabbanim. Zozayim midrabbanim. I have no problem with the rabbanim, but yet I know the mechaba says it's medrik the mechaba. Had he only given me dalit midas achidim, I wouldn't even have this derabbanan. I wouldn't have to give you back anything except for a dollar, except for the din. I wouldn't have to give you back the dalit, the shavah kesef that you gave me.
Because
I understand, but if the Rabbanan hold that as long as you get anything more than that was cut, but it was machmas the ksisa, you applied it to mechir, you got to give it back. So if you're telling me that somehow we view a shavah kesef as more than just the kesef, then lechayr chazal should say that you got to give back even when it's duch mechir, just like you have to give back haymidus. So you have to say, no, it's not mamish more, it's just the Indian why the Torah is mechayu. You have to be magdir or shtikl lechayr if you set aside to sever the chazanish. It's much simpler. Stam. The Torah is, you got to give back what you got. If you got that back, you got to. If you got that with Torah service, you got to give it back. If you got money with Torah service, you'll give money. But if you got a chayvitz with Torah service, you're going to have to give back the chayvitz. Now, why the place? I mean, the Skhayvitz as far as so posh. So, why is the place arguing? So, you look in the Chavitz Daz. Chavitz Daz sort of bavarns as far a little bit. And he says, we know by Gzela, it's not like that. We know by Gzela, they have the chivesh of the Gzela. So, you got to give back the chayvitz. What happens if you coin the chayvitz? Whatever you coin it, but the chayfetz is still be'en. You have the chayfetz, it's still be'en, but you coin it. You just made a kinyan on it. What's the halacha then? Shteit mefurish, only kain shagazu, you give back money. You don't have to give back the chayfetz. So you see, Zakta Chavez asks, that as long as a chayfetz is nicknet to the gazlan, he doesn't have a chiv heishav on the chayfetz. So Zakta Nesivis, who adin by every ribis, that it's automatically nicknet to the malva, who cares that that was what was caught? But if it was nicknet to the malva, the Torah could not have been mechayiv you to give back that chayvet, because that was nicknet to you, just like the Torah wasn't mechayiv by gzeilo, so too by ribbon.
No, there's no mechayiv.
That's why you were kind
of. Why you were kind of, but there was a shinor. Since there was a shinor, maybe that's why by gzeilo.
I agree that you could be mechalik easy, because gzeilo is a whole different book, and the gzeilo, basically, is a real chayiv. It's a chayiv on a yorshim. You weren't coin it, so then you could say that Torah is limited. It's chayiv. Because man, you weren't coin it. Once you coin it, now it gave you just a chayiv domen. But Mashen came by ribbit with a ket. The whole chayiv chayimak first started after you were coin it, because every ribbit you were coin it. And now the beginning, Torah said to give it back. If you're talking like the Mishul Mel, the Torah said give back the very item that you got. And if you got a chayiv, you got to give back the chayiv. And only here, the only reason why you're allowed to give back something.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.